Ark Nova Review, how a 400-card zoo earned a permanent shelf. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Ark Nova is a heavy Euro, board game geek weight 3.79. The publisher rates it among its most complex, where you build a modern zoo and run a global conservation program using a hand of +250 unique animal, sponsor, and project cards. The hook is its action system. 5 action cards sit on a 1-5 strength track, and every action you take slides back to position 1, so the game is a constant tension between firing a powerful action now and recharging it for later. It is excellent. It is long, 90 to 150 minutes, and it rewards repeat play more than almost any modern game I own. If you want one heavyweight tableau builder and you're past your gateway phase, this is the one I reach for. Buy the base game first, add Marine Worlds only once you've felt the base box click. I almost passed on Ark Nova. I want to be honest about that up front, because most reviews open with the trophy Board Game Geek rank 4 of all time, an 8.6 community rating, the single most played game on the entire site in 2024 with north of 108,000 logged plays. All true. None of it is why it earned a shelf here at Puzzlewick. What earned the shelf was a rainy Tuesday, a half-built zoo, and the moment I realized I'd been hunched over the table for 40 minutes and hadn't once wished it would end. This is the story of how a 400-card brick of cardboard that I was sure was too much game talked its way into being the title I pulled down most. I'll tell you what nearly kept it off the shelf, what's actually in the box, how the card and action engine really plays, whether it's worth your money, how to not embarrass yourself in your first game, and where the Marine Worlds expansion fits. No fluff, just the keeper's honest ledger. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is Ark Nova, and what's the card and action hook? Ark Nova, designed by Matthias Wig, and first published by Germany's Fuel and Spiel in 2021. Capstone Games brought the English edition in 2022, puts you in the director's chair of a modern scientific zoo. Your job is two-pronged, and the whole game lives in the tension between those prongs. You build attractions and house exotic animals to raise your appeal, the red track. Think gate revenue, prestige, the crowd-pleasing side, and you fund and run real conservation work to climb the conservation track, the green one, the mission, the legacy. The game ends when those two markers cross on a shared scale, and your final score is how far past the crossing point you got. So it is structurally a race, but a slow, deliberate, build-your-own-thing race where you barely touch your opponents. The genius, the thing that makes Ark Nova feel like nothing else in its weight class, is the action card mechanism. You don't have a menu of actions you can take freely. You hold 5 action cards, build, animals, sponsors, association, and they sit in a row numbered 1 through 5. The slot a card occupies determines how strong that action is right now. A build in slot 5 lets you put down a huge, expensive enclosure. A build in slot 1 barely lets you place a kiosk. When you play an action card, you resolve it at its current strength, then slide it to the far left slot 1, and every other card bumps up one position, getting stronger. So every single turn you are asking the same delicious question. Do I fire this strong action now while it's charged, or do I take the weak version to keep my power cards ratcheting up? That one elegant idea is the engine the entire 150-minute game runs on, and it never stops being interesting. The numbers that made me look twice: Ark Nova was the single most played game on BoardGameGeek between January and early September 2024, with roughly 108,851 recorded plays, ahead of Azul, 79,247, and Wingspan, 73,970. It currently sits at Board Game Geek rank 4 of all time, with an 8.6 community rating. The two-track race in one sentence appeal, red, measures how impressive your zoo is, conservation, green, measures the good it does. They start at opposite ends of one shared scale, and the game ends the turn they meet or cross. Your score is the gap past the crossing. What nearly kept it off my shelf? Let me be candid, because the prime directive at Puzzlewick is that I tell you what I actually felt, not what the box wants me to feel. 3 things nearly sent Ark Nova back. First, the length. 90 minutes is the optimistic floor, A thoughtful four-player game with a couple of new players is closer to 3 hours, and a chunk of critics agree the back half sags. One reviewer I trust put it perfectly, the endgame can feel like I'm back in school assembly, counting down the minutes until lunch. That's real. The engine-building front half is electric. The scoring grind at the end is the price you pay. Second, the card luck. There's a credible critical case. Eric Twice's two-star review is the sharpest version, that the game bakes a hard economic snowball right into it, and that if you don't draw the right one, we are out of luck. Sometimes losing a whole turn just trying to fix a hand that won't cooperate. I've felt that sting. A bad opening draw in Ark Nova is a genuine handicap, not a minor inconvenience. Third, and most personal, it is a lot of game to teach and to table. 200 plus unique cards, dense iconography, a spatial puzzle, two tracks, sponsor break tokens, the rules explanation alone scares people off. So why did it stay? Because every one of those costs is the flip side of a strength. The length buys a genuine arc, your zoo grows from an empty grid to a humming machine, and you feel every stage of it. The card luck is the same card variety that means I have never played the same game twice across dozens of plays. And the density resolves. After two or three games, the iconography becomes a language, the turns get fast, and what felt like a brick becomes the most replayable thing I own. The catch is real. I just decided the payoff was bigger. The honest downside, stated plainly, if your group dislikes long games, dislikes heavy iconography, or wants direct conflict and take that, Ark Nova will frustrate more than it delights. It is almost entirely a multiplayer solitaire build. Interaction is indirect, racing the tracks, sniping shared cards, not confrontational. The strongest case against it, Eric Twice's contrarian two-star review argues a lack of development and a misguided sense of balance, let income snowball roughly sixfold by mid-game, making favorable card draws decisive. Worth reading before you buy if you're luck-averse, it's the smartest descent out there. What's in the box? Ark Nova is, physically, a heavyweight, and unusually it earns its bulk with genuinely good components rather than padding. The headline is the cards. Well over 250 unique cards spanning animals, each with its own housing requirements, costs, and bonus icons, sponsors, powerful one-shot or ongoing effects, and conservation projects, the long game point, and bonus engines. There is no filler deck of identical cards here, the variety is the point, and it's why two games never rhyme. Each player gets a chunky zoo map board. The base game includes asymmetric maps, with different starting bonuses and obstacles. So even your real estate plays differently game to game. A personal action card row and a hand of enclosure tiles in polyamino shapes your Tetris onto your map. Centrally, you've got the shared display where new cards parade across a conveyor, cheaper on the right, pricier on the left. The two big scoring tracks, appeal in red, conservation in green, plus a reputation track that gates how many cards your hand can hold, the break tokens, money, and a generous pile of wooden and cardboard bits. Across the board, reviewers consistently single out the production. Thicker boards than its rivals, clearer iconography, and card art that's consistently attractive. One comparison I keep coming back to says Ark Nova ships with a better box from day one. And after years of buying upgrade kits for lesser productions, that out-of-the-gate quality matters. Nothing in this box feels like a corner cut. Animal, sponsor, and conservation cards fanned out, each carrying its own special ability. Sleeve the cards, really, because the shared display and your hand of animal sponsor cards get shuffled and handled constantly. Sleeving meaningfully extends the deck's life. It also makes them sit better in any organizer tray. With 250 plus cards, this is the one upgrade I'd call non-optional for heavy use. Footprint and weight 1 to 4 players, 90 to 150 minutes, ages 14 plus, board game geek complexity weight 3.795, firmly in heavy Euro territory, comparable in rules heft to the genre's biggest titles. How does it actually play? Cards, actions, and tempo. Here's a turn concretely, because the rulebook makes it sound scarier than it is. On your turn, you do exactly one thing, play one of your five action cards and resolve it at the strength of its current slot, then slide it to slot one. That's the heartbeat. The five actions are cards. Draw new animal sponsor project cards from the display. Stronger slot lets you take more or from pricier positions. Build, place enclosure and special tiles on your zoo map. Stronger slot lets you build bigger and benefit from your kiosks. Animals, play animal cards from hand into enclosures you've built. Stronger slot lets you place tougher, more valuable beasts. Sponsors, play sponsor cards and gain their effects. And trigger your sponsor break to refill your action row. And association, the conservation engine, hire workers. Take university tiles for permanent bonuses, partner with zoos and universities, and fund conservation projects to climb the green track. The rhythm that emerges is a beautiful push-pull. You spend the early game charging your power actions and laying spatial groundwork. You hit a sponsor break to reset and recharge your whole row, and you slingshot into combo turns where a single well-timed animal's action at slot 5 drops a marquee creature that pays appeal, triggers a bonus, and lets you cash a conservation project all at once. That combo feeling is the drug. As one reviewer put it, juicy. I love combos, love any game that makes me feel like a boss. The other thing to understand is that turns are short and decisions are long, there's planning between your turns, but when it's your go you usually do one clean thing, so downtime is more bearable than the playtime suggests. Money matters and it matters singularly. Arc Nova streamlines to one economic resource, cash, where its closest rival juggles 6. That single currency clarity is a huge part of why a game this deep doesn't drown you. Why one resource changes everything. One of Arc Nova's greatest strengths is that you collect just one resource, money, unlike in Terraforming Mars, where you're tracking at least 6. That design choice is what lets a 3.79 weight game stay readable at the table instead of becoming spreadsheet bookkeeping. The break is your reset button. Sponsor cards carry break symbols. Hitting a break stands all your used action cards back up and resorts your row. Mismanaging your money right after a break, spending it all with no plan to refill, is the single most common way new players stall out. Is Arc Nova worth it? For the right player, Arc Nova is one of the best value per play purchases in modern hobby gaming, and the play statistics aren't an accident. People keep coming back because the deck is so deep that the game is functionally inexhaustible. Dozens of plays in, I'm still drawing animal and project combinations I've never assembled before. That's the trait that earned the shelf. A game can be brilliant once and gather dust. Arc Nova is the rarer thing, brilliant repeatedly. The conditions for worth it are honest, though. Worth it if you, and at least one other person in your house, genuinely enjoy heavy strategy games, you can give it the table time, and you're past needing a gateway. The solo mode is a real selling point here. The built-in challenge and the community Arno Ortima both deliver a credible opponent, so even if your group can't always assemble, the box still earns plays. Not worth it if your table tops out around an hour, your group wants social or confrontational games, or heavy iconography is a deal-breaker. In those cases, you'll bounce off a genuinely great design for reasons that have nothing to do with its quality. What I'll commit to is this. Per hour of engaged, replayable play, very few games in my collection have returned more. Components close-up, tokens, money, and the 5-slot action card row that drives every turn. Buy on a dip, not on impulse. Arc Nova's price fluctuates heavily across retailers and prime promotions. Community deal trackers have logged it well below its typical shelf price more than once. Set a price drop alert and pounce. There's no rush, and it's almost never the cheapest title in the cart at full price. Solo players, this one's for you. The base game ships with a solo challenge, and the community Arno Ortima simulates a near-full opponent that climbs all 3 tracks, funds projects, and can actually win, not just chase a high score. It's one of the most respected solo modes in the heavy Euro space. How do you play your first game well? Most people lose their first Arc Nova the same way. They treat it like 2 separate games, build a pretty zoo or do conservation, and they hoard money. Don't. Here is the Keeper's Starter playbook, drawn from the strategy that consistently works. 1. Flip your association card early and use that first upgrade to unlock donations. Conservation points come from reputation gains and from funding projects, and getting your association card to side 2 quickly lets you make donations that shoot you up the green track relative to opponents who waited. Tempo on the green track is the game. 2. Plan your zoo grid before you place a single tile. The enclosure tiles are polyaminos, and the map is unforgiving, leave room for the big enclosures and special buildings you'll want later, and don't wall yourself into a corner with sloppy early placement. 3. Grab a university worker tile early via association. Those ongoing bonuses compound across the whole game. An extra worker or a permanent discount you pick up in the first third pays off 10 times over. 4. Keep your money moving. Do not sit on a cash pile. Arc Nova punishes idle capital. A stalled engine is a lost game, and it's brutally easy to blow all your cash right after a break with no plan to refill. Spend to build the machine, then let the machine pay you. 5. Watch the opponent's conservation markers like a hawk. The game ends when the tracks cross, and if someone's green marker is sprinting toward the red one, you may need to pivot from build more engine to score now faster than you wanted. Reading that moment is the difference between a respectable finish and getting caught half-built. Internalize those 5, and you'll be competitive your very first game instead of spectating your own zoo. An expanding zoo board mid-build, dense with enclosures, animals, and scoring tracks. The 5-point first game checklist: 1. Flip your association card early to unlock donations. 2. Plan the whole grid before placing tile 1. 3. Take a university worker tile in the first third, bonuses compound. 4. Keep money flowing, never idle a cash pile. 5. Track opponents' green markers and pivot to scoring when the cross looms. The classic post-break stall, the most common new player death spiral. Spend everything immediately after a break with no income lined up, then spend 3 turns broke while opponents pull ahead. Always leave yourself a way to make money before you empty the bank. Marine Worlds, replay, and who it's for once the base box clicks, and only then, Marine Worlds is the expansion to reach for. It threads aquatic life into the existing system rather than bolting on a new subsystem. See animal cards, all marked with a wave icon, require new special enclosures you must build adjacent to water. So the spatial puzzle gains a fresh constraint without changing the language you already learned. Its smartest addition is action card drafting. Each of the 5 action cards now has 4 alternate versions with a twist, and at setup, you draft to replace 2 of your standard action cards with variant ones, so your very engine becomes asymmetric and customizable game to game. It also adds new bonus tiles, new final scoring cards, alternate wooden track markers, and frankly adorable animal tokens for your conservation projects. It is not a fix for anything. The base game needs no fixing. It's a depth and variety amplifier for players who have already fallen in love and want their 100th game to still surprise them. As for who Arc Nova is for, full stop. It's for the player who wants one heavyweight tableau and engine builder done about as well as the genre currently does it, who values a tight single currency economy over fiddly resource juggling, who's happy to invest 2 to 3 hours for a game with a real arc, and who'll play it enough times to amortize that dense first teach into pure flow. If that's you, or the gamer you're shopping for, this is a desert island heavy euro. If you want a gateway, a filler, or a party game, this emphatically is not it, and that's not a flaw, it's a focus. Arc Nova knows exactly what it is. That clarity is half of why it's so good. What Marine Worlds actually adds: sea animal cards, wave icon, needing water-adjacent enclosures, 4 twist variants of each of the 5 action cards with a setup draft, new bonus tiles and final scoring cards, alternate track markers, and conservation project animal tokens. Requires the base game. Don't expand too early. Marine Worlds layers complexity onto an already heavy base. Get 5+ base games under your belt first, adding the aquatic constraint and the action card draft before you've internalized the core will overwhelm a new table rather than enrich it. Final verdict. Arc Nova earned its shelf the hard way by overcoming my own resistance. It's long, it's dense, the endgame sags, and a cold opening draw can sting. I won't pretend otherwise, and the smartest critics have a real case. But none of those costs survive contact with what the game gives back. An action strength engine that keeps every turn tense, a single currency economy that keeps a heavyweight readable, production that shames its rivals, and a card pool so deep the game is functionally inexhaustible. It's the most played game on BoardGameGeek for the same reason it's the one I reach for most. It is brilliant not once but repeatedly. Buy the base game, and only the base game first. Sleeve the cards. Play it 5 times before you so much as glance at Marine Worlds. If you want one definitive heavy euro and you'll give it the table time, this is, to me, the best of its class on the market right now. It's the Keeper's highest recommendation in its weight class, earned, not assumed. Frequently asked questions. What is Ark Nova about? You're the director of a modern scientific zoo, building enclosures and housing exotic animals to raise your appeal while funding global conservation work to climb the conservation track. The game ends when those two markers cross on a shared scale, and your score is how far past the crossing you reached. It's a heavy, card-driven euro for 1 to 4 players. How long does a game of Ark Nova take? The box says 90 to 150 minutes. In practice, expect 90 minutes for 2 experienced players and up to 2.5 to 3 hours for a full 4-player game that includes anyone learning. Turns themselves are short, so downtime is more bearable than the total runtime implies. Is Ark Nova too complex for beginners? It's a genuine heavy euro, Board Game Geek weight 3.795, and not a gateway game. The dense iconography and 250-plus unique cards make the first teach intimidating, but the rules are more approachable than they look. Each turn you do essentially one clean action, and by your 2nd or 3rd game, the icons become a language and play speeds up dramatically. What's the action card system everyone mentions? You hold 5 action cards. Cards build animals, sponsors, association, in a row numbered 1 to 5. The slotter card sits in sets how strong that action is. When you play 1, you resolve it at its current strength, then slide it to slot 1 while every other card bumps up to become stronger. The whole game is the tension between firing a strong action now versus recharging your power cards for later. How many cards come in Ark Nova? Well over 250 unique cards, animals, each with its own housing needs and bonuses, sponsors, powerful effects, and conservation projects, long game scoring engines. There's no deck of identical filler cards. The variety is the entire point and is why no 2 games play the same way. Is Ark Nova good as a solo game? Yes, it's one of the better solo experiences in the heavy euro space. The base game includes a solo challenge, and the community, Arno Ortima, simulates a near-complete opponent that climbs all 3 tracks, funds projects, and can actually win rather than just chase a high score. Solo players get real value from this box. Ark Nova versus Terraforming Mars, which should I get? Both are heavyweight card and tableau builders, but they feel different. Terraforming Mars has a shared planet you collectively terraform, more direct interaction, 6 resources to track, and a huge expansion ecosystem. Ark Nova is the tighter, more modern design with a single resource, money, an asymmetric zoo you build solo, and better out-of-box production. If forced to pick one heavy euro, many reviewers, and I lean Ark Nova for refinement and replayability, choose Terraforming Mars if you want the shared board race and the deep expansion library. Do I need the Marine Worlds expansion? No, the base game is complete and excellent on its own. Marine Worlds is for owners who have already played the base box several times and want more. It adds sea animals, requiring water-adjacent enclosures, a setup draft of twist variant action cards, new bonus and scoring cards, and new tokens. Buy it once the base game clicks, not before. What's the single most common first game mistake? Hoarding money and then stalling out, typically by spending everything right after a sponsor break with no plan to make more. A stalled engine is a lost game. Keep cash flowing, spend to build your machine, then let the machine pay you. The second most common mistake is treating zoo building and conservation as separate goals instead of one intertwined race. Is Ark Nova worth the money? For players who enjoy heavy strategy and will play it repeatedly, it's one of the best value per play purchases in the hobby. The deck is deep enough that the game stays fresh across dozens of plays. Its price swings a lot by retailer, so set a price alert and buy on a dip. It's not worth it for groups that want short, social, or confrontational games. Should I sleeve the cards or buy an organizer? Both are worthwhile for frequent play. With 250 plus constantly shuffled cards, sleeving meaningfully extends their life and helps them sit in trays. An insert, like the folded space organizer, turns a long setup into a quick tray lift, and several trays go to the table during play. Just note that flatpack inserts require glue-up assembly. How many players is Ark Nova best with? It scales well from 1 to 4 and plays cleanly at every count because interaction is largely indirect. Two players is fast and tense. The solo mode is genuinely strong. Four players is the fullest experience, but also the longest. Budget extra time and expect more contention over the shared card display and a tighter race to the track crossing.